Welcome to Just a Minute. My name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the minute waltz fades away, once more it's my huge pleasure to welcome our many listeners in this country and around the world, but to welcome four exciting, talented, humorous, and delightful individuals who are going to show their verbal ingenuity and dexterity and their sharpness and wit as they try and speak on a subject that I give them, and they try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. And they are seated on my right, Paul Merton, and Kit Hesketh-Harvey, and seated on my left, they are Giles Brandreth and Shappi Kosandi. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Sarah Sharp, who's going to help me keep a score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds have elapsed. And we have a delightful audience here, eager and ready for us to start. So let's begin the show with Kit Hesketh-Harvey. Kit, what an interesting subject for this show. What others find irritating about me? What others find irritating about me? Kit Hesketh-Harvey, starting now.
I suppose it's the same as any homme d'un certain âge. It's the snoring. I've tried those prognathic, prosthetic things that make you look like Philip of Spain. I've dangled upside down from the bedpost. I've given up smoking and whiskey late at night. No pillows. It's hopeless. I sound as though the Olympic Village is being built in my bed. I sometimes wake myself up. It's desperate, and I come down in the morning shambling and exhausted, with my wife fuming at me, saying, "How could you?"
Challenge, you challenge.
I thought he was on the way to a wonderful one-minute one, but I'm afraid there was definitely
a hesitation.
There was a hesitation.
Sleeplessness.
I listened to it, Giles.
I agree with you.
He did a half-minute go on that because there's 29 seconds available. Giles, you tell us something about what others find.
how many seconds has he got?
He's got 29 seconds.
Really?
What others find irritating about me, Giles, starting now.
In a word, nothing. Either that or...
Poor challenge.
So I can't make it go off. Just like the thing just took on a life of its own, eh? Well, I think there must be some things that people would find irritating about Giles.
I mean, about to go on to it, because I actually, when you interrupted,
No, you said nothing
either,
to begin with.
Either that or I was going
said nothing, and we take that as nothing. Paul, correct challenge. Oh, yes. 27 seconds. What others find irritating about me, starting now?
They can't stand my constant attempts to impersonate Nat King Cole. Smile, though your heart is aching. And I do that all the time. I go into shops and people say, "What would you like today, sir?" And I start singing something from that golden...
Giles.
Deviation.
Why?
Because I have to say, I've got a record of Paul Merton sings Nat King Cole. It's a particular favourite in our family. I think the way he does it is smooth, it's exciting. There's a kind of sort of subtext of
held-back
sexuality. It's wonderful, and I recommend it as for everybody's Christmas stocking.
That balances out the bad review I got in Enemy.
Nobody finds that irritating. Nobody finds Paul's Nat King Cole irritating.
No, he's quite right. I've done concerts. They do love it.
Giles, I think you're talking rubbish. We're still with you, Paul. 14 seconds. What others find irritating about me, starting now.
In the past, I have won Just a Minute quite a few times, which I don't think is particularly good for the game. I like to enjoy playing, of course, but...
Kid challenge.
I'm stopping him from winning the game, is that right?
But you're not, because you've given me a point for a wrong challenge.
Paul, an incorrect challenge. You've still got 5 seconds. What others find irritating about me, starting now.
I do take contracts out on public figures, and people do find that irritating.
Whoever's speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Paul Merton. Shappi, we'd like you to begin the next round. Good subject here. Baggage. Tell us something about baggage in this game, starting now.
My favourite kind of baggage would have to be emotional baggage. I gather it throughout my life like a collector of things that other people hate. And I like to bestow my emotional baggage upon...
Ah, I know why they've challenged Giles.
Repetition of emotional baggage?
It's the subject's baggage, darling.
You know what? I have so much emotional baggage that that's what I heard you say.
Mm.
I was was so keen to share my emotional
baggage.
Can I say,
I don't want to appear irritating, so if you'd like to carry on, I'd love to hear more of what you've got to say.
I'm afraid that the rules of this game don't permit me to
well, get no, away but the other three can be generous and say, yes, carry on.
Yes, yes,
yeah,
carry
we'd
on.
Like to.
Yeah.
Now. That's so kind.
Right, no, darling, it's baggage, not emotional baggage, and it's 47 seconds starting now.
I like to look at the carousel when I come out of the aeroplane because I always tie a little ribbon around my bag, and then I find that half of England have also tied little ribbons around their ribbons.
No, no, one no. singular, one plural. You're
no,
still
no,
there.
I am still there.
It's just that Kit is very irritating. and if he concedes it to you, don't be patronised by him. You know,
no, I think you had the benefit of the doubt on the other one, so I've got to give it to you again.
It was repetition a little, it wasn't the...
Yes, I know it was, but we're going to let her carry on, because otherwise...
Well, of course we are. You didn't get it wrong, mate. Sorry, I apologise.
You obviously weren't listening. There was a repetition of little and lots of other things, but we want to hear from her on this subject. It wouldn't be fair, because otherwise it was somebody else who challenged. Now, this time, it's somebody different. It wouldn't be fair to go... I know I'm talking a lot of... But anyway, let's get on with it. 35 seconds, Chappie. Baggage starting now.
Once when I was in France, they lost my baggage and I was only 12 years old. Luckily, I remembered the word valise and kept saying où est, the word beginning with V, that...
Charles, challenge.
The word and then the word repeated again.
The word, yes, I did repeat. Mm-hmm. I just like to keep you on your toes, Charles Brandreth.
That's right, yes.
That's the worst place to keep it. He's likely to pounce.
Right, 23 seconds, Giles. You had a correct challenge. Baggage starting now.
The great proverbs of the world include laugh and the world roars with you snore and you sleep alone.
Challenge.
Repetition of world.
Mm. Yes, the yes. laugh and the world laughs.
Oh, of course.
Yes, of course.
Of course, I'm trying not to be irritating. I'm making these deliberate mistakes. I'm hoping it's working.
Are you peeking a little, you think?
He's having a good look from where I'm sitting.
18 seconds, Kit. Baggage with you, starting now.
Baggage is meant to be a pejorative term. I don't think so. Look at Chappie. She's a sexy little Prada number. Giles Vuitton flashing with the...
Chappie challenge.
Sorry, I don't own anything Prada. I mean, who is... Who can... Only I can tell you what I'm like. If you'd said Mulberry, I wouldn't have buzzed.
No, no. No, he was paying you a very nice compliment.
I was complimented.
Yeah, you were complimented. Good. So you've taken your compliment, but you had an incorrect challenge. Kit's got the subject still. Baggage, 10 seconds, starting now.
I would have said Mulberry was Paul Merton, attractively battered with age. And then there's the little bag for life that is Nicholas Parsons.
Paul, challenge.
Have you been going through my bins? He's got me down to a T. That's quite scary.
Right, so what's your challenge with...
Nothing, I just bask in the admiration of his accuracy of his summation of my character.
Right. So we enjoyed that very much, Paul. We'll give you a bonus point for that. Kit, you were interrupted, you get a point. You had 3 seconds more on baggage, starting now.
Now that Terminal 5 is in Windsor Castle, the Queen is...
So at the end of that round, it was Kit Hesketh-Harvey who was speaking as a whistle when gained that extra point. He's now in second place behind Paul Merton, who's in the lead, and Chappie Kosandi and Giles are in third place. Equal, and Giles, we'd like to begin the next round. A fool's paradise. Tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now.
I have lived in a fool's paradise all my life, thinking the world was a friendly place. It isn't. It's a hostile one. But I have treated it like Toyland. Noddy, Big Ears, Mr. Plod, these are the folk heroes for me. I look about me, and when I see Nicholas, I do not perceive a hostile, vicious person, but somebody who is generous, warm, avuncular, a kind of Billy Bunter crossed with Mr. Quelch, a figure...
Deviation. There's no way that Nicholas could be described as a cross between Billy Bunter and Mr. Quelch.
Neither in my figure or my personality.
No. Yes. You're like a figure from my childhood. There's something reassuring about you. You're like a sort of character from a cartoon. You're lovely.
Well, you should have said that instead of what you did say.
I was coming on to say that.
Yeah, right.
But this is like the Prada thing again, you see. This is exactly the same as what happened before. He said something about you that you don't agree with.
No, I didn't. It was Paul who disagreed. And so I have to decide on the challenge, and I think the challenge is legitimate. Yeah, yeah, so, Paul, absolutely. You have a correct point, and you have 36 seconds of fool's paradise starting now.
I rather agree with what Giles has just said. Maybe there is something to be said. Oh, I've said four times.
Giles, your challenge?
He said four times.
He did say said.
I actually said it three times.
No, I know that. But I was
so
going along with
his challenge was wrong.
No. Repetition of said.
Don't
it's
worry,
like poking
Giles,
a horn
I would have given you. I'm always fair in my decisions, Giles. A correct challenge, 32 seconds, a fool's paradise starting now.
Look at our chairman and you see George Clooney and Kermit the Frog in one suit. A vision of loveliness. A fool's paradise, you may think, but no. A place to live in happiness and security. Of course we are naive.
Kit challenge.
We've had security already.
You've had security before.
His rantings before, I think, his... His happy little childhood.
His happy childhood,
yeah,
and the
with
security.
Noddy and Toyland. Yes.
So, Kit, correct challenge. Don't look as if you didn't say it, Giles. I know you did. 18 seconds for Fool's Paradise, starting now.
Your paradise depends on what kind of fool you are. If you're rhubarb, it's the land of green ginger. Gooseberry, it's somewhere where you can have an affair. And if you're an Eton mess, it's the shadow cabinet. But
Fool's challenge.
Mean, perhaps there was a bit of a hesitation.
There was actually a correct challenge, but it was such a wonderful statement and such a lovely laugh. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say it wasn't quite enough for a hesitation and say you've still got 6 seconds, Kit, on A Fool's Paradise starting now.
That's because Nicholas is in A Fool's Paradise. He's had his synagogue, he thinks he's on Bora Bora being fed kumquats by ladyboys.
Bora Bora, is that repetition?
Bora Bora is two words.
Is
so
it?
Correct challenge. So you get it all
I wasn't
back.
In the South
You have the
Pacific.
Benefit of the doubt there. It's right. And you have 1 second, Paul, on A Fool's Paradise, starting now.
How lovely to be incredible.
Right. So Paul Merton was speaking then as the whistle went, gained that extra point. He's now gone ahead of Kit Hesketh-Harvey, and they're followed in by Giles Brandreth and Shappy Kosandi in that order. And, Paul, it's your turn to begin. My expenses... 60 seconds starting now.
My expenses on Just a Minute are truly huge. I get, in fact, an enormous sum of money, which I do, in fact... Oh.
Kit challenge.
Sorry, in fact.
Oh, yes,
in
absolutely.
Yes.
He knew it was. He'd said something which was quite fallacious about the...
I beg your pardon? It's a bit early for that sort of thing, isn't it?
Incorrect about his expenses. Right, 53 seconds with you, Kit. My expenses are starting now.
I'm very aware that you, the licensed pair, are paying for all this, and so I rode in today on Nicholas's private chopper. I ate the lark's tongues when Paul had finished with the rest of the beast, and I'm in a little put-you-up in Giles's butler's pantry in his suite at Claridge's tonight when Shappy gets...
Giles,
to put you up with Giles is just an awful, awful image.
No deviation, a bit about the butler's pantry, spot on.
But the images you created that what went on there were just a bit overwhelming. Right, Giles, correct challenge. You have 34 seconds on my expenses starting now.
I came here on the tube and was late because there was this enormous sign at the top of the escalator saying dogs must be carried on this piece of machinery. Took me 40 minutes to find one. It is humbling when you have to travel by public transport, but I understand the need for it. I applied to Mark Thompson, the Director General, for a floating duck pond. I said I need it for research in case this subject comes up on Just a Minute, where I'm trying to behave in a very calm and rational way to show that my expenses must not include psychiatric bills. All of us in our time have been through a midlife crisis. For me, this is a particularly acute one.
Kit Challenge.
I haven't, actually.
What?
No, I've been through a midlife crisis. And you clearly haven't. Your face is unlined, serene.
So what's your challenge?
Deviation. You haven't been through a midlife crisis.
But did he say we all had been?
He said we've all been.
So he said everybody had, yeah.
Oh, we had everybody had, yes. I don't know I have or not. Could you tell me?
Unless you're having it now.
Yeah. Maybe it's coming. That'd be great.
It's a hell of a job if it's a midlife crisis you're having.
I have the
early life crisis, Nicholas will live forever.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Right, Kit, a correct challenge. My expenses is with you. And there's only 1 second to go. And you start now.
When Chappie has to massage.
So Kit was then speaking as the whistle went again. The extra point is taking the lead again, one ahead of Paul Merton, and then Giles and Chappie in that order. And Kit, it's also your turn to begin. A lovely subject here, one of my favourite authors, Scott Fitzgerald. Tell us something about him in this game, starting now.
Oh, dear, I know all about Scott Fitzgerald. I was in a musical that burnt and crashed in the West End about 5 years ago. Well, it struggled on despite the critics, which is rather what Francis Scott Fitzgerald himself did, the America's greatest writer of prose, probably married to a complete Lala called... Oops, is that a repetition of Lala?
Was she from Bora Bora? This Lala, is that a repetition of La?
La, yes.
I think it probably is, isn't it?
It is. Yes. Paul, 44 seconds are available. You tell us something about Scott Fitzgerald, starting now.
My favourite photographer is F. Stop Fitzgerald.
Chappie challenge.
I don't think he did hesitate. I thought F is a funny sort of letter, isn't it? You can sound like you're stammering when you say an F. And I think that's what happened, and I buzzed, and I'd like to retract it. Sorry.
Paul, you have another point. You have 40 seconds. Scott Fitzgerald, starting now.
The great American writer of the 20s. Tender is the night, the great Gatsby.
Kit challenge.
Repetition of great.
Yes, the great writer. Yes, the great Gatsby. He came in on the title and in the name. Right, 35 seconds with you, Kit. Scott Fitzgerald, starting now.
He married the beautiful Zelda Sayre, a daughter of a judge in Alabama who quickly took to drink and drugs, as did he. He was a pretty boy of the jazz age. She, in her cups, accused him of having an affair with Ernest Hemingway, which takes a lot of swallowing, I must say.
Go on, Chappie. Chappie, you challenged.
I did.
Hesitation, wasn't it?
Yes, I thought it was hesitation. And also, I would happily have had an affair with Hemingway. You know, and I felt, yeah, I would have.
I think you'd have enjoyed Scott Fitzgerald more, darling.
Do you think?
Well, Chappie, I'm glad you were listening so sharply there. And you have 19 seconds. Tell us something about Scott Fitzgerald starting now.
Scott Fitzgerald is a name.
There was a little bit of a hesitation,
but
I'm prepared to let it go.
I don't know why I find saying, I've had this all my life, I find saying Fitzgerald really difficult.
Is that
it's not just within this game.
Don't start with Iranian tongue.
No, it's just throughout my life, there's been... it's Fitzgerald and the word pawn, or prawn, I find really... I have a mental block. I just realised that this is part of my emotional baggage that I brought to you.
Would you like to come home with me and watch some prawn?
Is it king-size prawn?
Right. Let's not go that far.
Right, the benefit of the doubt to you, okay. And you carry on.
Don't start with it.
Go off with something else. This amazing American writer. Right. And there are 18 seconds starting now.
This amazing American...
Deviation.
Why?
She didn't start with Scott Fitzgerald.
Give Paul a bonus point, and you've still got the subject. And another point to Chappie. 16 seconds. Scott Fitzgerald starting now.
Scott Fitzgerald is not to be confused with Scott Baio, who was playing a character called Chachi in Joni Loves Chachi, and was also...
Unfortunately, it was a repetition of Chachi. Which I know is one of those words that pops up in everyday conversation all the time, but it was.
There was a bit too much Chachi there, I'm afraid, yes. So, Paul, you have another point, a correct challenge, 8 seconds. Scott Fitzgerald starting now.
Robert Redford starred in the film, and he was pretty good, I thought. Mia Farrow played Daisy, and she...
Points in the round and one for speaking as the whistle went has moved forward. He's now taken the lead just ahead of Kit Hesketh-Harvey, and then it's Chappie Kosandi in third place and Giles in fourth place. And Chappie, it's your turn to begin.
Okay.
The subject is family get-togethers, and there's no Fitzgerald in that.
No.
And you have 60 seconds as usual, starting now.
Family get-togethers always begin so well. You think, oh, whoopee, I'm going to see my mum. As any lady in the audience will know, mums always give their daughters that beautiful, unique gift of low self-esteem. At our family get-togethers, my mother likes to say to me, oh, Chappie...
Giles challenge.
I think we've had a repetition of mother. We've had mother twice and mother's once.
No, we had mum and mums, and now it's mother.
Yeah.
OK.
Right?
That's so quite right.
Incorrect challenge.
I missed a bit, because obviously I popped out for a tea during the show. Catching up. It's a lovely show, though. Well done.
Another point to you, Shappy, and 43 seconds on family get-togethers starting now.
The woman who gave birth to me at family get-togethers likes to say to me...
I'd like you to expand a little bit on that.
Yeah, I just realised...
Did she actually give birth to you at a family get-together? What a marvellous idea. Is this a sort of Iranian tradition? How lovely. Just tell us more.
Giles, you're hectoring her now.
No, I'm not. I'm not hectoring her.
All
really
happens
not.
Is she gets another incorrect challenge, another point.
Of course,
she's
I like that.
Forward.
All of that, I want
she's
it.
She's overtaking you in leaps and bounds.
I know, I'm planning to lose.
Giles, has my self-esteem not been shattered enough by my own mother that you sit next to me now and criticise everything I say?
Listen, Shappy, yeah. I haven't said start. Don't go, because you've just repeated yourself. Listen, there are 38 seconds, family get-togethers starting now.
At family get-togethers...
Kit challenge.
That was a yawning one, wasn't
it? Yes, it was a yawning one.
Before I start?
Speak. Yes, no, I didn't you're know leaving that about... a mental blank for the word Fitzgerald, which takes at least 3 seconds.
I didn't realise I do that. That's obviously something
no,
I need to work on.
You've done it a bit, but you did it in a major way that time.
Yeah.
Face it, you are playing with people who are not gentlemen.
Hello. So was that hesitant? Hello.
No.
I'm just going to try and practice speaking.
When he says the time starts now, that's when you start.
I just start speaking.
And I always deliberately say, and the time starts now.
And so then
then you go straight in, you see.
Okay. On now.
But everybody knows it's going to come up like that. So you've got your breath in, and then you come out with now.
You know when you're recording your message on your mobile phone for people to listen to? Do you get that where it goes, we have to record after the beep, and it goes beep, and you go, hello, this is Shappy. You might not say Shappy, but it's a bit like that. I always notice I go, before I do my message.
Well, I'll try and get out of the habit for just a minute, darling.
For just a minute, okay.
So, Kit, you have a correct challenge. 36 seconds. Family get-togethers starting now.
At Hesketh Towers on Walpurgisnacht, we assemble. It's the night when all the spirits of hell are let loose.
Shappy challenge.
It was a hesitation.
It was.
And also, I'm dying to do that speaking thing without hesitation.
OK, no, you're up and at it, girl. Yeah. Go on, and with my blessing.
The audience are watching with bated breath. You've got the system, have you now?
Yes, I do.
I say, and the time's... And that's you when you breathe in.
OK.
And wait a minute, I haven't said it yet. You have 30 seconds, Shappy. Family get-togethers, and the time starts now.
My dad likes to get us drunk at family get-togethers. And we drink wine, and I get very drunk. You see,
There was a curious moment there when the audience hugely cheered when you said, your dad likes to get drunk, and everybody went, yes!
The lovely audience applauded, and then I panicked and I repeated.
Yes.
I repeated drink and drug, but we did drink a lot.
Don't go on. It's Giles. Yes. Let's get on with the game this now.
Sorry, Giles.
Giles, you challenged.
Yes, indeed, repetition.
Yes, you did, right. 23 seconds on. Oh, is it? Yes. 23 seconds on family get-togethers starting now.
After a good meal, one can forgive anyone, even family, said Oscar Wilde. These family get-togethers are fraught with danger. As a child, I remember them well because of the presence of Auntie Gladys. Not a real aunt, a friend of the family, rather too close to my father, I recall. But that is actually more a matter of family tragedy than get-together. It was the cause of the divorce, the breakdown, the eventual...
Let me tell you what the situation is as we move into the final round. Paul Merton is just in the lead, 2 points ahead of Kit Hesketh-Harvey. Then comes Shappy in a strong third position, just behind Kit, and she's a couple of points ahead of Giles Brandreth. Paul, we're back with you to start.
Okay.
The subject is an interesting one, what I make lists about, or if you want to speak correctly, about what I make lists. And you have 60 seconds starting now.
I make lists about the things that Sir Clement Freud made lists about. For example, cheese, Edam, Brie, Gouda, Limeswold, served in many different countries like Germany, Austria, Australia, Sweden, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, France, Greece, Ireland, the Republic of Somalia, Poland, Johannesburg, Scotland.
A kid has challenged.
Johannesburg isn't a country.
Is it not?
No.
No.
Bless him. Bless the great.
You better cross it off your list.
Something had to.
Right. You're quite right. It's not a country. It's a town, a city. Yep. 35 seconds with you, Kit, now, on what I make lists about, starting now.
As a musician, I'm heavily influenced by Franz Liszt. Just one whiff of a campfire and I get out my fiddle and thrash a quick shardash at my audience or plop myself down beside the Bechstein and toss off a fantasy impromptu as soon as anyone. I...
Well, he was talking about tossing off a fantasy. Then he looked at you and his eyes glazed over. And it was hesitation.
Yes, it was.
I could feel the gypsy in me.
I think he was somewhat inhibited by the way you were looking at him, Paul, sitting close beside him. But it was a correct challenge. 18 seconds, Paul. What I make lists about, starting now.
It's important when you go shopping to make a list so you know exactly what you're going to buy. For example, eggs, bread, milk, Johannesburg. Johannesburg.
Yeah. So, Charles, you challenge first.
Yes, there was a hesitation.
There was a hesitation, yes. Don't say it with such surprise.
Well, no, I'm just trying to, you know, make up for clearly some misdemeanor on my part.
There's been no
misdemeanor. Deep in therapy in this edition,
yeah. Isn't it? Yes. Well, you have 8 seconds and a correct challenge.
Good.
Tell you what I make lists about, starting now.
I make lists about my hopes and dreams, my aspirations, and one of the greatest of them is to come last in Just a Minute and do so and make people like me.
I said that was to be the last round, and Giles, honestly, his modesty is overwhelming. But he didn't actually finish last. But no, he finished in third place alongside Chappie Crisanti. They're both in a very strong third place. They were just a few points behind Kit Hesketh Harvey, and he was only 2 points behind the man who's out in the lead, Paul Merton. So we say, Paul, this week you are our winner. It only remains for me to say thank you to these four delightful players of the game, Paul Merton, Kit Hesketh Harvey, Giles Brandreth and Chappie Crisanti. I think Sarah Sharp, who's helped me with the score, blown a whistle most elegantly. We're grateful to our producer, Claire Jones. We're deeply indebted to Ian Messiter, who created this amazing game. We're grateful to this lovely, warm, responsive audience here in the Radio Theatre who've cheered us on our way with charm and éclat. And so from our lovely audience and from our lovely panel and from me, Nicholas Parsons, tune in the next time we play Just a Minute.
Now, next week, Nicholas Parsons puts the 60-second challenge to Paul Merton, Mike McShane, Paul Sinha and Sue Perkins.